Shalom Aleichem on behalf of Teach 613. We welcome you to Take 10 Fit Talmud. Menacha Samachay, Menacha 65a, pagination is 129. We'll start from the new Mishnah, about 12 lines from the top of the page. Ketzad Hein Osin. How was this procedure of cutting the stalks of grain for the Omer on Pesach done? The Mishnah responds, Shluchei Bezdin Yotze Me'erev Yomtif. Messengers of Bezdin would go out before Pesach. Ve'osin oso kurichos b'mechuba lekarka. And they would already make the stalks into bundles while it was still attached to the ground, so that they would merely have to do the cut, but it would already be bundled. K'dei she'ei noach liktzar, so that it'll be easy to harvest. Doesn't have to start manipulating the stalks in order to do it. Kalu ayaras hasmuchas l'sham, all the residents of the local cities, miskansos l'sham, would gather over there on the night after first day Pesach, so that the cutting would be done with a lot of people, kadei she'ei niktza be'esek gadol, so that it should be cut with much fanfare. The reason for this is because that correct night for cutting the Omer was debated by the Tzedukim by Susim sect, and they held, in their interpretation of the written law, that they should take the words literally, Mimocharas HaShabbos, the day after Shabbos, and they held that Pesach falls whenever it does during the week. And following that, there's a Shabbos. And following that, Mimocharas HaShabbos, on the night following Shabbos, you would do the cutting and you would bring the Omer on Sunday. And therefore, Shavuos would always fall out on a Sunday. And they had this interpretation. That's how they understood the words Mimocharas HaShabbos, following Shabbos. Our tradition, however, and Rashi says this explicitly in Parshas Emor, where the words come up, Mimocharas HaShabbos means after Yom Tov, which is also being referred to as a Shabbos. It's very similar to Shabbos. It also has Hashvasas Malacha. We don't do the labor type things that are not done on Shabbos, very small types of exceptions. You're allowed from an existing flame to cook food, because the pasuk says, "Ach asher ye'ochel l'chol nefesh," a special exemption for cooking food. But basically, it's a Shabbos, and it's being referred to as Mimocharas HaShabbos after that Shabbos-like day that we just discussed. Just because we use the word Shabbos in a more technical seventh day of the week way, but Shabbos means anything that has hashposas malacha, a restraint from doing work. You have this as well in the word Mashiach. We use it as a noun, Mashiach, like it's his name. Mashiach simply means anointed one. The pasuk says that Koresh is called Mashiach. Doesn't mean Mashiach, the noun in quotes that we call Mashiach, the king who would be in the messianic times and be the ruler at the time of the third Beis HaMikdash. Koresh was an anointed one, and he's simply referred to as such. So we have to be careful when we're using it as a noun and when we're using it as a more generic descriptive term. We'll come back to this, hopefully. But let's continue the Mishnah. Kalu ayaros hasmuchas l'sham, the cities that were nearby would come. Kevan shehechshicha, once it got dark, Omer lohen, he would say to them, Bo hashemesh, has the day passed? Has the sun set? Omer hin, they would say yes. Bo hashemesh, repeat it, Omer hin, and they would say yes. The Mishnah at the end will actually say it was said three times to emphasize and to create fanfare. Magal zu, is this indeed the utensil I'm going to use to cut it? Omer hin, yeah. Magal zu, omer hin. Kupa zu, should I do it into this basket? Omer hin, they would answer yes. Kupa zu, omer hin, they would say yes. But Shabbos amar lahem Shabbos zu, if it turned out that it was Shabbos, so that Yom Tov had been Friday, and now they're doing it on Friday night, which is Shabbos, they would ask, Shabbos zu, is it Shabbos? Omer hin, yeah. Shabbos zu, omer hin, yeah. We're going to do it anyway, because it's docha. Ektzor, should I cut? Vehim omrim lo kitzor, they would say, yeah, cut. Ektzor, vehim omrim lo kitzor, and they would say, indeed, cut. Shalosh ba'amim al kol davar v'davar, it would happen three times for each. Vehin omrim lo hin, 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 they would answer appropriately. Kol kach lama, the Mishnah concludes. Why was this procedure so important? Mipnei ha-baisusim, because of the baisusim. Shahayu omrim, because they had a sect of Jews that did not believe in the traditional interpretations and traditions. And they would say, Ein kitziras ha-omer b'motzoi yamtif, you do not actually cut the omer after yamtif necessarily. You cut it after Shabbos, whenever that might be, following the first day of Pesach. And therefore, we have this whole problem. It comes up in the topic of Rosh Chodesh as well, where they would try to manipulate that the calendar would be such that the second day of Pesach would fall out on Sunday, so that the traditional Jews who controlled the Beis HaMikdash would coincide with their interpretation, and the cutting would be done at the same time that they wanted it to be done. So they would send out false witnesses to claim that they saw the new moon, even if they didn't, because they wanted to manipulate the calendar. That was also something that had to be dealt with. Let's move down on the page to about 10 lines from the bottom, and the Gemara is quoting something called Megillas Tainis, a special scroll that indicated certain holidays when you weren't allowed to either fast or say eulogies. Different things were restricted because they were minor holidays. Mitamanya Bey Vaadsof Moada, during these particular days, Itosiv Chago de Shivuaya, it finally fell into place, it was settled, the holiday of Shavuos. Shavuos comes 50 days after the Omer. The question is, when is the Omer? So we know, and our calendar and our tradition is based, that the Omer is brought on the second day of Pesach. But they, the Baisusim, were playing games and claimed that it should be counted from the day when the Omer is brought, and the Omer has to be brought on a Sunday. So finally, the Chachamim engaged them in debate, and it was settled. They agreed to the traditional interpretation and tradition. The Lola Misbeit, so they made a legislation that made those days of the debate holidays. Shayu Baisusim, Omrim Atzeres Achara Shabbos. The Baisusim said that Shavuos always falls on a Sunday because that's 50 days after the Omer is brought, according to their understanding. Nitpalohem Rabbi Yechonen ben Zakkai. Rabbi Yechonen ben Zakkai went out of his way to engage them. V'omalohem, and he told them, Shotim, you fools, you're totally wrong. Minayin lochem, where do you get this from? There was no one among the Baisusim that could respond, except for one older person, who indeed engaged Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. For Omar, and he said, listen to the way he presents his erroneous view. Moshe Rabbeinu, O of Yisrael Hoya, Moshe Rabbeinu loved the Jewish people. He's a hero. He loved the Jewish people. V'yodeya sha'atzeres yom echadu. And he knew that Shavuos is only one day. Amad v'tiknu achar ha-Shabbos. So he made it work after Shabbos on a Sunday, Kidei Shiyu Yisrael Mis'angin Shnei Yomim, so that the Jewish people should have 2 days Yom Tov. It's interesting, even this by Susi, he comes up with an interpretation that a two-day Yom Tov is a wonderful thing. It's interesting, sometimes people kvetch when they have, let's say, a three-day Yom Tov. Be curious, just to be curious, what the Bais Susi would say about a three-day Yom Tov, and that we certainly should make an effort to be positive in our mind frame. In any case, look at the Bais Susi and what he's saying. He has a feel-good Judaism perspective. He's dripping from religiosity. Moshe Rabbeinu loved the Jewish people, so he made sure that Shavuos would be on Sunday. The Mefarshim say, what kind of foolishness? Moshe doesn't make up when Shavuos falls. Moshe is operating from Hashem. And his whole statement is totally like feel-good PR-type Judaism, but not rooted in reality. Karol of Mikrazeh, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai responded with the following pasuk. Acharasa yom mechorev derech har seir. It took 11 days to get from Mitzrayim to Eretz Yisrael if you would have taken that route. V'im Moshe Rabbeinu of Yisrael ayon. If Moshe Rabbeinu really just loved the Jewish people, that's all that mattered. Love conquers all. Lama ichram v'midbar abroim shana. So why did he keep them in the desert for 40 years? Obviously, it's not just about feel good. There's law, there's order. In this particular case, there's reprimand for the story of the Meraglim, the spies. There's other stuff besides marketing Judaism the way you see fit. In any case, they won the debate. The Bais Susim finally settled and realized that it has to be second day Yom Tov and not wait for Shabbos. An interesting consideration here, though, is there a deeper meaning as to why it's called Mimacharas HaShabbos, the day after Shabbos, that first day Pesach is referred to as Shabbos? So we gave the basic understanding that the word Shabbos is being misconstrued as a noun. It means Hashvasas Malacha, the day when we restrain from work. But the Aznayim LaTorah in Parshas Emor takes this to a new level, and he points out that the role of Pesach is taking the step from slavery into redemption. And the concept of Shabbos is Me'ein Olam Haba. It's a taste of the world to come. Pesach is the experience of taking that step from slavery into freedom. And likewise, even if we're free people, relatively speaking, but we still have not experienced the Geula, we're going to go from Galus, exile, to Geula. That's the experience of Pesach. And therefore, since Pesach and Shabbos are both with a otherworldly agenda, Shabbos is a taste of Olam Haba. Pesach is the way you're going to get to Olam Haba. So it's referred to as a Shabbos-type quality. And therefore, perhaps, Mimacharas HaShabbos is the word, the term that's chosen. But again, halacha, and then trying to understand why Hashem phrased it in that way, are two different endeavors. Our job is to know how to translate the pasuk, how to observe it. And then, in addition thereto, we could understand the secrets of the Torah. Yasher koach, thank you for joining.